Okay, we want to Sigzayin. The Shulchan Aruch here says that source number one, Sigzayin. Hamvashel shlil, b'cholav v'cheina ocho, talking about someone who's mavashel shlil. Shlil is a fetus, okay? Not to be confused with shilya, which is like the placenta. We'll see that shortly, but shlil is the fetus. I think sometimes it translates as the embryo, but I think it's a later stage of development than embryo, but it's not a live animal like the Ben Fakur. It's a later stage of development, the fetus. Okay. It's more than just an embryo, but it's not that you open up and there's a live animal. So it says, right? That's chayav, meat shum basul chalav, right? It's considered meat, b'chein ocho, and obviously if you eat it, okay, you're also chayav as basul chalav, you eat this fetus, that's going inside the mother. Eat it means eat it with milk, right? Becholo. Chayev, chayna ochlo, and it says, mevasho ochlo, right? It's regular case of bas becholo. Where does this come from? So that's a sugi in Chulin, Daf Kufi, Gimel, Beis. Remember the very beginning of the year, we mentioned there are a whole bunch of limudim from the phrase, also vasho gedi, bachalevi mo. There are numerous things that they're marba and other things they're mamayit from the phrase gedi and chalev yimo and so on. So the Gemara there has, among other things, Omar Shmuel, gedi, the rabba sachalev, that if you eat chalev, which is the fat, of an animal together with milk, that's basu chalev. We discussed that in the context of Issachal Isser. Okay. Gedi, the rabba says hamesa, another thing which is their marba from gedi is, mesa, fine. And for our purpose right now, gedi, the rabba says hashlil. The word gedi includes what's considered part of the gedi. This shlil, this fetus inside the mother, is considered part of the gedi, and therefore it's included under the prohibition of basu chalav and the laws of ashu gedi v'chalav mo. Then it says gedi lahotzi es hadam, but not dam. If you eat dam together with milk, that's not basu chalav. Lahotzi es hashil yah. Okay, the shil yah, not to be confused with the shil yah, is a placenta. It's the membrane, whatever it is, the sac. Where the thing grows, where the fetus grows, that's not considered part of the animal. And gadilo tiasatameim. Okay, so the Gemara has a whole bunch of different limudim, ribuyim, and miutim that come from los vashavili b'chalevim. Well, for our purpose right now, here in Tzivzayin, shulchan paskin v'ashal shlu b'cholov. Okay, chayav b'chena ochol. Good. Just for clarification, the Rambam, if we take a look in source 3, the Rambam in the Perush on Mishnah, not here, but in Zvachim, Perakimel Mishnah, hey, the Rambam explains, Ushlil, hu ha-uber ha-nimtza beguf ha-behema lifnei shalmuso. It's the uber, it's the fetus inside the mother before it's complete. So as I said, it's not the ben pakur, okay? It's not just the, I guess, again, I'm not sure in medical talk, embryo, how far along embryo is. But again, it's not just an embryo, it is more developed, but it's a later stage of development. But the phase shalmuso, that's the point that the Rambam stresses. That's the shlil. Shilya, what is the shilya? The Rambam spells it with a hey, sometimes spells it with an aleph at the end. Either way, it's a different word. But shilya, hanartik. Again, it's the enclosure, the case, the sac, okay, or we call it the placenta, right? Hamishave ala uber b'soch haguf, which envelops the uber inside the mother. Good. Now, the Meiri explains a simple reading of the Gemara when it says Larabos Gdil Rabos is Hashul. So the Meiri there in Chul and Kufi and Har Sugin Kufi at Gimel Beis. So as for the Meiri says Shliul Isur Bas V'Chalav Noibo Bein B'Bishul Bein B'Achiluso. In other words, it's a regular din d'oraisa. It's bishul, it's achil, it's a regular bus of cholam d'oraisa. If a person eats the shlil together with milk, it's a regular violation of the d'oraisa. Okay, so the question is, well, why would we think otherwise? I mean, what's the big chiddush? Okay, why would we think otherwise? So the Chasam Sofer, there in his chiddushim in Chul and Kufi Gimel Beis, sends us to another gemara. He says, l'rabbos is a shlil. Okay, lekamen kuvis adam alaf. I mean, shlil lo tzar kod degedim al yu. I mean, shlil is it is an animal. It's an early stage of development. Why would anyone think it's not baser? It's like gedim al yu.
So the manushat is either yerkim or
yasam. Yeah, what else would it be? It's definitely meat. Okay, exactly right. Either it's part of the mother, or if it's a separate thing, it's still an animal. So it's meat. So whichever way you look at it, it's going to be meat, right? So then what's, so the Chasam Sofer is nearer the talia, the plug to the la'el, ayin dal and beis, marzutra v'ra'ashi, kevan the right, v'azul sem, ayihu, ayin shom. So Chasam Sofer sends us to a sugya earlier in Chulon, on daf ayin dal and beis, I printed here in source 6, the Gemara says Iboilu. Ma'u lift the sugi there is a sugi of Peter Chamor. Right? There is a din in the Torah. In the end of Parshat Bo, we say it, some people say when they put on tefillin, it's one of the Parshat tefillin, it's called Petach Hamor Tifdev Besev. You have a donkey, which is a non-kosher animal. It's a strange din. Okay, it's a donkey, gives birth to a firstborn male offspring, so that donkey has to be redeemed for a seh. We have called Petach Hamor Tifdev Besev. Okay, it's a din in the Torah. Years and years ago, I read in Eretz Yisrael, somebody had a donkey. Probably, I should have, what? Yeah, I don't know personally. Yeah, that was more recently, yeah. So, but years and years ago, I remember, because there was an article, I think in the Jewish Observer, which I think is no longer extant. The Jewish Observer was a good publication. So, Rabbi Chanoch Teller, who writes many books along the Sabari Shiva. Okay, Chanoch Teller, I'm sick related to him. But anyway, so he wrote an article that had somewhere in near the mirror in Jerusalem, you know, in the basis role. They made sure they had somebody had a donkey. They made a whole ceremony out of it with the seh, with a coin, and hundreds of people came, you know, because it's not that common that you see that too often. And so he wrote an article about it, and he said, after it was over, and it's not much of a thing, but you just did it. So, like, you know, people, he said, well, I remember the article, he said, people were standing around like, what do you say? Mazel tov? Mazel tov. What's the greeting? You know, what do you say? You know, so everyone agreed. Tiskel mitzvahs. Yeah.
When there was a string shaker a few years ago, and somebody brought up a whole bunch of twigs to Marsh Cole for, and all the guys were going. And
yeah, Passaic, yeah.
Yeah, so they brought a bunch of Marsh Cole to Bert, and all the guys at Marsh Cole were going to
watch the bird, yeah. I put this
The one of the guys there would be just Marsh Cole, you know, but he wasn't going, so I'm going to go. It's also a mitzvah.
Right. Yeah, I think it's the same person. They had some of them in Teaneck before they brought it off to the mountains, and I went and I threw it into the fire. So that same person in Teaneck, so he's interested. So he purchased about 2 years ago, I think when I was teaching her a day last time, 3 years ago, February, he purchased a donkey because he wanted to have, they were pregnant, the donkey became pregnant, and she was going to do a Peter Chamor. And he called me up, he called himself off, and then the donkey gave birth to a female. So, that was the end of that. Anyway, all right. So that's the sugi there, but there is a din. So sugi there in Chul and Ayin Dalam Beis is talking about Petach Hamor Tiftev. It says more etzi bialu. Okay, Mao liftos. As you said, liftos Petach Hamor. Mao liftos beben pakua. Can the set that's used for to as the exchange as the pidyon for the Petach Hamor, right, the firstborn donkey, can it be a ben pakua set? So, right, that's the Gemara, the Gemara. Okay, Rashi says, "Beseb ben Teschai, hanimtza b'behemesh nishkato." Okay, and then it's a question of also the value, which is not a issue. That's a Petach Hamor question. One can use a ben pakua, for the set. What's the issue? So the Gemara says again, Ein Dalam Beis here in Chulin 6, Aliba der Meir lo tibolo, the Kevin the Omer Ton Shchita Sem Aliyu. According to the mayor, and they require, we discussed, right, the Ben Pakur requires Shkita. So why in the world would you not be able to use it for a pidyon Petach Hamor? It's just a regular set for all, it's a regular set. Okay. Ki tibayla chalid rabbanon. But the shkash is according to rabbanon. The amri shkitas ima metaras. We had metaras. We had the chakira. We say, we had the chakira. What does it mean? Does it need shkita? Or it needs shechita, but it's considered already nishchat agav daim. We had that chakir, we talked about before, right, briefly. But anyway, whichever way you look at it, the Gemara says, Rabban holds shechita is imo metarazo. Either it needs shechita, but the shechita of the mother counts, or it didn't have shechita. So whichever way the chakir is. Did we not mention chakir? Whichever way, though, it's not. It's just amai, what's the din? Kevon da amri shechita is imo metarazo. Since this Ben Pakua, the mother shechita takes care of it, whichever way, it's like meat that's already in a pot. You can't use meat that's in a shechted meat for a Petach Hamor Tifdev Beseh. You can't use meat that's in a pot and say, well, this was once was a set. Okay, and therefore we use that meat, shechted meat, for a pidyon Petach Hamor. So do we look at this Ben Pakua? Is there a shechted meat? It's like kibbisa b'dikula. Okay, as Rashi quotes in Mar Bechoros, which obviously is the Masechta talks about the matters right before. It doesn't talk about Binyan Ben till the end, but the early part. So there, Rashi and Kul here quotes, and so the end of verse 7, I am Balan Beis, Kibusim and Kulu, not Bechoros, ain't Paul de Meshkuta. Right? Pidyon, the Pidyon, Chamor, can't be with a Shkuta. So will this animal be considered a Shkuta? This Benpa, will it be considered a Benpa Kul? Okay, that's one side. Okay, that's one side. According to Rabbanan, since it's already, in a certain sense, considered to be nishkat already, so therefore we'll say that it's not a real seh, not a full-fledged seh, therefore you can't use it for binyan petach mor. Odilna came under rohit va'azil, rohit va'asi. It's not the same as a shkuta. It's running around. It rolls over here, it moves over there, runs around, right? Rohit va'azil, rohit va'asi, right? It moves around. Okay, so then seh kareem bay. Okay, then it is a seh. You can't call it a shkuta. Right, the fact that technically, according to this side, the fact that technically it doesn't need shchita does not take away from the fact that it's a set, right? Yeah.
Nobody would
claim
it's impossible.
Right, one second, hold on. Okay, so yeah, hold on. All right, so you're jumping. Yeah, you want what Chassam Sofer is getting, but let's just finish the sugya here, right? As Chassam Sofer says, it's a full fledged set. So Marzutra Ami ain't podim, Rav Hashim or podim. Okay, either way, Marzutra is the machokas Amorim. All right, whether you can do this. Now, which side do you look at? You say that in a certain sense, it's considered mishkat, therefore it can't be used as a seh because ain't podo mishkuta. Well, no, ain't podo mishkuta means an animal is really dead, okay? But this animal is running around. That's the question. All right, that's the sugya over there. So Chassam Sofer, presumably, he doesn't explain himself, but presumably means that this Gemara revolves around how do we define a seh, okay? Does it, in order to qualify as a seh, all right, and I think your point is correct. You can argue with some sort, but I think what he seems to be saying is that this machoka seems to revolve around whether, you know, the definition of a set is that it's moving around. Okay, you know, it's moving around. That's what you need in order to call it a full-fledged set. And by extension, you could say the same thing with a gedi. Like the definition of a gedi, right, is something that moves, which would, exclude a shlil. Right, that's the Sora. So Kamasho, he says Kamasho. That's why the Gemara says tell us Gedila Rabbos. We ask the question, what's the Habamina? We ask the Kasha, what's the Habamina? The Gemara makes a big fuss and says that a Shlil is considered meat for Basul Chala purposes. So what's the Habamina not? So that's at least as a Habamina. Right? You're right. Lamaskana, what you said is correct. Lamaskana, it's still called meat. Right, you might have a Habamina that wouldn't be carved, just like by, I think that's some sort of Habamina. He doesn't explain it, so it just tells you, look back and that's okay. So just like maybe we argue that a Gedi, that a Seh, at least according to one side, means it's running around loose, runs around and moves, so Gedi also, Shlil, you know, it doesn't, it can't move, it's not anything. So therefore, I might have thought that it's not in the category of Gedi anymore, or not. Well, I should say, not yet in the category of Gedi. So therefore, the Isra Bosu Lashu Nibachim would not apply. Kamashu, no, Gedi the Rabbi was essentially, yeah.
So would this only work according to the Lab Yachim?
So that's an interesting question, because that may be, in other words, you're saying it's Dubu Yachim, then it would certainly seem to be part of the meat. But even by saying Dubu Yachim, it doesn't mean for everything. So I think you could, it doesn't mean for every purpose. You know what I'm saying? You could make some chilukim, but I have to think of it. Yeah, right. Okay. Anyway, I don't know. I don't want to spend that much time on this because it's not that big common, but I don't know. I just thought it was clever. You're telling me, otherwise, what's the chiddush? And you could argue it's no chiddush to limud, okay, but at least there's a little bit of sore why, why I might have thought that the shlil is excluded from, just like the set, just like the Ben Pakur might, according to one side, is excluded from Seb because, or it is included. Again, Machokas, Marzutra, and Ravashi. So maybe you can argue that the Gediz also has to be something that moves around. Come on, well, not so. Okay, that's the point number one. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. So that's the first thing. Good. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues. Okay, that's the first part of this Siv Zayin. Then show the second part of Siv Zayin, which is perhaps a little more relevant, okay, as we'll see, a touch on other sugyas that are important for us. It says, Aval Hamava, it's still Siv Zayin, so it's 8. Aval Hamava Shel Shilya, again, we've made that distinction in the Gemara. Shilya is the placenta, right? Or, okay, Vigidim, Vatsamos, Vikre Karnaim, Utlof Maharachim, again, should say, Becholov, Potter. These are parts of the animal, but I don't really call them exactly secondary parts of the animal or non-essential, non-major parts of the animal. Talk about the cilia, the placenta inside, or skin, or very sinews, bones, okay? You know, horns, claws, different things like that, which are not, not exactly, not exactly really basar. Okay, it's interesting because we're now back to defining basar. We defined basar earlier. Again, I pointed out some of the things in this seem to be a little bit out of order, but okay. So
before we defined
species,
now we define basar.
Maybe, okay, good. There was more definition. Okay, I mean, I don't know what he's doing. I just found a couple of sifim a little. Okay, well, that's not a big question. But anyhow, so the Shofar rules of Avashal Shulia or Gimel, it's all Zikri, Kanaim, Tlovim, Arachim, Becholov, and milk. Okay, again, Boshochal, Potter. Bechena Ochon, Potter. And that is from that same Sugi in Chulin, before we read on Kufi Gimel Beis, okay, Gedila Rabo says Shlil and so on. Back in source 2, so here in source 9, and the next Amun, Kufi Dalam and Aleph, the Gemara continues. Okay, it says Lahotzi es Ashilia, we read that, right? And Hatzamos, Agidavar, Kanam, Atlov, and Shabisham, Cholov Potter. That's what Gemara says, all these things, the Ashil Cholov Potter. And that's how the Rambam Paskins, I printed the Rambam here, per test, Avilchos, Macholos, Asuras, Aloch, Azayim, Avashil Shlil, Becholov, Chayev, again, the fetus, that your chayav v'chena ochlo, okay? Avav avashol shilya or begidin latzamos v'ikri kanaim atlof marachem v'chal potter v'chena ochlo potter. That's our pasuk. The Magnishan points out it's interesting because the Gemara, if you look in line, didn't mention or. This can't mention latzamos gidim kanaim tlofim, but didn't mention or. Shemar did because it got and the Rambam does. So the Magnishan points out in source 11. First, from Vashel Shlil B'cholov Chayev from that Gemara Gedila Rabbis Shlil, Vashel Shilia Shom Gedila Hotzias Shilia, or Bebrisa at Samos Agid Barkanav Atlofen Tziporim Shabish Tziponayim, right, nails close, okay, Shabishlam B'cholov Potter V'Hodin Vadel Or. The Gemara doesn't mention Or, so the Magen Mishnah says that the Or is included in that Gemara as the Rambam Shulchan Aruch Pasuk. Okay, nothing yet.
I don't remember it so well, but I think there's a whole list. It appears in Mishnah and Ha'or Barotev and in other places as well. We have Ha'or Barotev, Akid Baba,
right, all these.
And then it goes into like those of Tlop and Hermes.
Yeah.
So there it makes
or with them. Yeah.
Which are not discussed here.
So right. Right. I mean, that's what that leaves it out. Okay, but Lamai says it did. It's the worst clue. Okay, good. I mean, that's the name of the parent. Yeah, that's the parent. Good. Now, the Shach right here immediately, Sukkot Chobbeis, says, yes, Potter, Bechena Ochon, but Hachanami, Surah Mi'aika. But there is a, the Nisrabban to eat these things with milk. So that's what Shach points out. All right. Now, the language of Potter, so the Prima Gorim points out on this Shach, the Sisei Das, the Sisei Das, Sukkot Chobbeis, 13, the Pergonim points out, Potter Visur Mika Shach, Bahu Lashon Rambam, Zal Perk Tesma Chazuiz, Ol Zayin, Bu Brais Achul, and Kufi Dalat, good. Umashma, Vadai de Bachila Osad Rabbanon. Right? The implication is that there's certainly Nisad Rabbanon. It's Mutter, it's Ne'er Achayab, it's not Posad Chol de Raisa, but there's going to be an Issa de Rabbanon. An Issa de Rabbanon. So says the Pergonim. However, I am Minchis Yaakov. Okay, but they had a following case. Because Yaakov again from the Shus Yaakov, Chuvah Shus Yaakov, Chok Yaakov, and Arachaim, and then Iyun Yaakov on the Agarato, Iyun Yaakov. Anyway, so he writes, Benimtza etzem cholov besoch Michael cholov. They found a bone, a meat bone, inside a big pot of some milk, some dairy product. Like a chomp bone, okay? Now, Safek Shemahaya Moach, but maybe, when it started, it had what we call marrow inside, right? And marrow inside. So now it's mixed with milk. But Sidei the Minchas Yaakov lahachmer. A beislechem Yehuda b'shushalo simtzari tayas hiter the lo masakin nisura. Lo masakin nisura. We don't always have to assume the worst, right? We don't invent nisurim, so to speak. I mean, we don't invent mitzias that the dog. We don't have to masakin. We have to spread nisurim around. We don't know. So there's room for coolers again. We're going to talk about that some other time, but that's his lowest security surah. Now, Minchas Yaakov made the following point. He said, Kosam This is all in the Prima Gadim here. But Somos Harachin, Asurin, Afot Somos. Okay, he makes a chilek between soft bones and hard bones. That's what the introduces. The difference between soft bones and hard bones. Okay, now he says he makes a chilek that if they're soft bones, then they're osur in bas v'chalav, but not, v'chalav. Then they're real bas v'chalav. We know ourselves, right? Sometimes you chew on bones, right? Sometimes you chew on the bones, and there's marrow, there's flavor, chicken bones especially, right? You bite them and you suck out the marrow, it's flavorful. Same thing with steak, steak bones and so on. What's that? Yeah, probably, but no, I don't think it's true. It's steak bones, okay?
I've never tried it.
They soften up because they're soft. They're soft. Yeah, I mean, people eat chicken wings. Some people eat them, if they're well done. Some people, yeah. So the Michel Shapiro makes this this chiluk, okay. But he said the Prima Gadim now says, "Well, have you noticed the kan mashma that some of hakashim namios?" Right, we didn't make any chiluk in our Gemara, okay. Our Gemara. In other words, what the implication of what he's talking about is, when do we have a problem with bones? When they're soft bones, they're like meat almost, like you see, even if you didn't cook them, but they, they're flavorful. So that's a problem with bas v'chalav. But at least the Rabbanan, right? But maybe even the Raisa, right? But our Shulchan Aruch here doesn't make such a chilek. It says, well, that's almost a pot, your potter, but potter al osur, it's also the Rabbanan, yeah.
So he's v'chalav between hard and soft bones, that's before cooking, right?
Well, it's cooked with chalav, as we told.
But is it about the
dissecting
animal, the
certain bones
are hard?
I don't. They don't. They're soft bones because they're edible. I guess because they're edible.
Okay. So I mean, the reason why bones are putter from basar is it because they're not basar, but it's because they're not
barley? No, I don't think you have to say that. You can say that. You can define it as meat. I'm thinking. No.
Sorry?
You could define it as basar. If it's soft, then it's like the meat itself.
But if it's hard before you cook it, it's all after you cook it, then all of a sudden you
cook it. Oh, you're asking what happens if you soften it afterwards?
Yeah.
Or soften it afterwards? I don't know. If you soften them up afterwards, will they revert? Like we said, some things revert to being hermenchai, it'll revert to being. That's the question. I'm not sure. That is an interesting question. I'm not sure. It doesn't say only through cooking. Okay, but the point is that here it's mashma, that even because hard bones, again, you could argue it's not meat, right? I mean, it's not meat, and therefore it says it, but it says it's also rabbanan, okay? And the Michel Shapiro seems to say it's only about soft meat, soft bones. So, 1 second. You see, because he refers to a later musical company. Okay, it's our neighbors, eh? Whatever. Okay, anyway, so he refers to a din in the beginning of Hilchos Tarubos, which we'll get to, of course. 1 second. It's almost caution. Yeah. So the problem is Mechaber is not Mechalik. He says, unless. The Pentagoner says, unless, look at the words of the Shulchan Aruch. I read quickly before, now I read almost slowly. Aval Mavashel Shulya, look at 8. Again, here in Simchas Zayin. Aval Mavashel Shulya, or begin about someone's secret, and I'm on top of Harachim. What is that adjective? Does that adjective go all the way back to Atzamas also? So if it does, good. Okay, they are only talking back about soft ones. That's what it's. It's part of also the Rabbanan. You see, that's what Prima Gadim says. He says, "In lo shenomar, the milas harachim koi namal atzamos." The Zayna doesn't think that's correct. It's Torah Iyon, and then he tells you, "Look in Chul and Kuf Yudalad and so on." And he tells us, "Ayin simin tzadi tes b'shach sukan alak b'chodesh and so on." So, yeah, question. Yeah, that's the question. How far back? He doesn't. He thinks it's stretched. It goes back at all. Because I don't have to go, where are you going to stop? All right, again, you could say, it depends if you put the comma, or a semicolon. So you're right. But anyway, he mentions that as a possibility. But then he sends you to take a look at some Sadi tests. Let's just take a look there. And again, it seems a bit of a steer, okay? Because there it says as follows, some Sadi tests, if follow. The Shulchan Aruch says, Chatichas Nevela, a piece of nevela meat. Sheyesh bo basar v'atzamos. Got a T-bone steak or whatever, a piece of non-kosher steak. Okay, on the bone, on the bone. Okay, so it's meat and bone. So nafalik there is heter, fell into a pot of kosher food. So now, of course, we have to see the magic number 60, right? Is a shishim of the heter against this piece of meat fell in order to be able to eat what's in the pot, right? So look what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch. Atzamos ha'iser mitstarfim ima heter levatal iser. You got to hit the magic number 60. The bones of this non-kosher meat are mitzaref with the kosher food to add to bring it to the magic number of shisha. You hear that? You hear the chiddush? Okay, because that's not meat. So therefore, if you want to see, and this mixture is a shisha against the treif meat. Well, yes, including the bone of that meat itself. That's what says Shomron. The ain tzarch lomar shatz was a heter mitzaref from the heter. Obviously, if the kosher meat has bones in this big pot of chalk, let's say, has kosher bones, they also are mitzaref, right? Not just the meat itself. All right. Avol, hamoch, right? The marrow, shabbat somos iser mitzaref from iser. Okay? That's what it says. The marrow is mitzaref. But gufa kateira and mitzaref is fine. Lo yemes on the head. All right. So not the pot itself. Fine. Now, there are more heirs. Hagoa, v'yesh machmirim. He says, but there are some machmer that said, no, you cannot count the bones of the iser. You can count the bones of the heter meat together with the rest of the heter meat to have 60 against what fell in, but you cannot count the bones of the non-kosher meat that fell in towards you, tali shishim. But in the Ramah, some sikh machmer, but the Ramah says, but nonetheless, makom hefsi you can make it because that's the ikratim. So the Shach says as follows. All right, he quotes, is there in Sikot Nala from Simon Saritas, and this is the Rose. Okay. He says, he quotes Aran, okay, who says, Aran and then Perkei Rosh, and he says, that Samos Harachos mitstar from the Isme Mokshavan, the Machmas Rechus and Sheyetze Lechos, Avalat Samos Yuvashim. He makes a chiluk, the shach here, it makes a chiluk between what type of bones we're talking about. The shachar, the skill is not there, but the shach makes a chiluk. And he says, if we're talking, based on the Gemara, he's presumably referring to, you know, the Gemara on this, he quotes Gemara Daf Tzarifah, and he quotes the Ran in Perkei Anosh. He says, "Atzamos harachos, the soft bones, are mitzdar from the iser because of what? Because of the marrow that's inside, and because they're soft, so you know, gravy or liquid it oozes out. So that you can't. That is other of it. That those kinds of soft bones. Your question is still the question: is the cook made it softer? But those soft bones—I don't know—is there? I guess in the body there are hard, bones, soft bones. But the way he describes it sounds, I'm just thinking now. You know, even soft bones in the body, but they're not oozing out. You know, it's got to be cooked, I think, for it to ooze out flavor. I would think. We have to think about that. But anyway, I have to, as I said, that's an interesting question. But he writes, "Aval hamoch shabat somos iser mitstar from iser." Right, the soft bones that have. I'm sorry, the shach, the machmas rachusan, because it's so soft. She yetze lachus. Lachus means, you know, lach, liquid, right? The gravy or oil, whatever it is that's inside comes out, that's flavorful, right? Aval atzamos yuvashim, right? The hard bones, kaigav, the af osin shal isra mitzar from levat alahesu. That, levatar. Levat alahesu. Those bones that are hard bones, that's like we said before, they can mitzar with the heter meat to get to the number of shishim. Okay, that's the position of the that's what the Reshach writes. So what the Prima Gaurim is driving at, yeah.
But he says the reason why the soft bones would starve is because of the moat.
He said because they're edible in effect. I think so it means they've got flavor inside them, and not only that, but flavor oozes out, right? That's he says. Sheyetze lachos, right? Because it's so soft, right?
Because I'm confused about it because if the Shulchan Aruch before it said that like. The
Moloch
Masari bone isn't. Now he's saying that.
The Shulchan Aruch,
where?
Yeah, yeah, okay, but he's. He, but, right, but he doesn't make the distinction. The Shach does. He says that's what the Shulchan Aruch means.
Is he explaining the
Haggadah?
Is he explaining the
Shulchan Aruch,
or is he explaining the
Ramah? Nothing explains Shulchan Aruch. Because it's not the Ramah. And the point is that he's making a chilek between soft bones and hard bones. The soft bones, are mitzvah with iser.
Yeah.
Okay, not like it's in the Shulchan. The Shulchan just said the bones themselves are opposed to the moch. So he said, well, not all bones. Soft bones are like the moch. That's what I think the Mechushat is saying. Now, if that's come back to Prima Gora by us here in some Pezayim, so I think that's the shtickle stira that the Prima Gora is saying. There, the Shulchan, I mean, it's not Mefurish and Shulchan, but the Shach certainly. And here the Shach doesn't say word. Okay, by us. So there, the Shulchan seems to be saying that, you know, there's a difference in soft bones and hard bones. Okay, because by us, we didn't make such a chilek. We said even the soft bones, there's a chilek. We didn't make a chilek with soft and hard. All right. So that's the theory of the Prima Gora. So there's two ways to answer it. One way is to say that the word rachin by us also means is going on that summer, so it's also talking all about the soft bones, okay? But the hard bones are no issue, not even darbona, right? Not me at all. That's a possibility, okay? But there's another possibility, and that is based, and that's what I wanted to introduce because that's a important topic. Is that a question? No. So another way to approach it, and that is based on the issue we call achshavei. Okay, you've heard of achshavei. Achshavei means when you're machshiv something, you even though. If you'll eat it, if you're declaring that you consider it food, okay, you consider it food. That's called achshavei. So that's based, there are a couple of sugyas about it. One is a little later here in Chulan, Kuf Chav Amar Aleph, okay. Again, they don't understand the steer because again, by us in Sirim Pezayim, we did not make a chilek, according to the Pashtas. Unless we say Rachin is modifying the Atzamos also, we made no chilek between Atzamos Yevashos and Atzamos Rachos, right? And we said that even the Atzamos Yevashos are Asurim, okay? You know, with milk, at least Rabbanon, okay? And in that case, how can you possibly suggest that the Atzamos can be mitzdarif with the Heter to Mevatel Yisr? Okay, so... that's what Prima Gora is driving at. So he says in low, unless you're going to say, lo shenomar demilas harachim koi god nami al atzamos zayinu b'tzarfiyin. Okay, but there is another possibility, and that is the sugya of achshavei. So we have the following statement in Chulin Kuf Chof Maral 16. Tanan hosam hikva es adam b'achlo. This is again something we don't find particularly appetizing, I assume. But if you hardened the dam and you ate it. Okay, Rashi Hikva Hikrisha Gabe Or. You hardened it through fire. You hardened the blood and you ate it. Why would you want to do that? I don't know. Some people like it. Okay. Yeah, I know. I have a degree. I never did like Pichon. Okay, I found it. Pichon is pickled jellied feet. It's a Hungarian dish, right? Yeah. Chicken schmaltz and gribbiness, I thought was good. My mother used to serve every once in a long while. You know, it's very unhealthy. Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Gribbiness, yeah, but it's darn good. Anyway, but the pachaika, I couldn't. Anyway, but that's what, okay. So you make a popsicle out of dam or something, a dam popsicle, I don't know. But around, huh? Dumpsicle. Yeah, Rashi says, Zikushal Gabi, or, all right, whatever it is. So, or, Shehimcha Sachelev. Okay, this is more like himcha. You took chaleb, which is more solid, and you melted it down. Made it to liquid, to soup. The gummo, and you swallowed it, to chayev. Okay? The word says, Bishlom, hikva, sadam, achlo, kevin, the akve, achshuve, achshuve. Look, you're chayev because you, even though many people need it, you consider it ochel, so you're eating dam. Okay? You're machshavit, achshuve. Right? But by dam, by chelav it says achila, and here he drank it. Halav achili, amar shokish, amar kra nefesh. The rabbi says a shosa. Okay, it's something once. Okay, if somebody wants something, the rabbi, the Rashi is interesting. The rabbi says shosa b'chsiv benichza nefesh mashma kol davar hamiyashem daito shel adam. Unusual expression, but like it has a raya from last week said, in the beginning of Chai Yisar, when Avraham Avinu wanted to purchase the field from the Bnei Chais, he says, Im yesh es nafshechem. Okay, like Boris May said, I should figure the benefit of Ephraim and Zoha. She lost on Taiva, the chorus of Rosh Hanefesh, then Avin. Okay, fine.
I think that's probably translated as like
Yes, Rava, that's all right, Rava. Yeah. So Rosa Raisha in love is means right. Hey Rava. Is he wrote some right? It's but Khidim Shal show this is clear. Rava the Rava. Rava the Rava. Anyway, so all right, whatever it is, so the clue, I'm not really interested in the Dam, but rather in the first part, that you can be machshav it, therefore for you're considering it ochel. So we have the same thing with regards to Hilchos Pesach. Maybe we'll learn Pesachim, right? You'll learn Pesachim, Chof Aleph, and you'll learn Pesachim, you guys hear in the Yeshiva, and Pesachim? So Chof Aleph and Beis, the Gemara and Pesachim, the Omer Rav famous Sugah, Chorcho Kodem Zman. Not a big Sugah in the second part of Pesachim. Chorcho, you burnt up Chomet before Pesach, you burnt it up, okay? Mutter Bahana, Afil Achaz Zman. It's Mutter Bahana, even Achaz Manah, even after the arrival of the time of the Yisur Chometz. You burnt it a few days before Pesach, right? You burnt it a few days before, and it's burnt, it's completely burnt. All right, so it's Mutar B'Hanah. And I feel Achaz Manah, you can Mutar B'Hanah, even after the arrival of the Zman Yisur Chometz. What about Lachila? So that's the Suga in Pesachim Chafah and Beis. So the Ran, what does it say? But the Ran on the Rif there in Pesachim, Hayim and Beis, the page of the Rif in Pesachim, like in the big machlok Rishon, the big Pesachim Sukkah. Oh, so the Ran writes, Chorcham kodes mana mutar b'hanos achas mana, period. Kigon shechorcho, you burnt it, ad she'en akelev yochol ochol. You burnt it a point, not even, it's nissal mechilas akelev. Right, even a dog wouldn't eat such anything. An animal wouldn't eat it. It's burnt to a crisp. Okay? D'ilavach y'armin perakele obrim, hapas she'ifshav v'nifsal mechilechol odom, l'odom, if you have bread, Pas Yivsha means bread that became stale, you know, became rotten, stale, okay? And Nifsal Melechal Adam, a person wouldn't eat such a thing, it's too stale for a person to eat. But Kevin Shirul Achal Akelev, Tzvicha Bir, you still got to get rid of such chomet because it's still royal Achilas Akelev. Okay, you know that from Pesach, right? That in order to be not considered chomet, it has to be Nifsal Achilas Akelev, okay? It's always a problem, by the way, when people burn chomets. Okay, I always tell people, when you burn chametz, if you're burning late in the morning, you know, toward the end, don't burn bagels. The bagels take a long time to burn through. They're just a practical point. The bagels take a long time to burn through. And if you're close to this man, it's a bun and everything else, but still, I would tell you, take regular bread, 10 pieces or whatever it is. Now you can buy. You ever see that? You can buy. It's unbelievable. The height of laziness, right? That you can buy. You can buy the 10 piece of bread and little plastic things. The same people who made the all these conveniences. I like what they're called. They have a name. I forgot. They're what? Oh yeah, okay. Not near Thomas. It's called near something. But something's a community. For example, I like. Yeah, but same type of thing. But it's called near something.
For somebody's already cleaning.
Right, that's it. They don't want to mess up that. They don't mess up that. Huh? The salt water is another one. Right. Yeah. So the truth is, your point. The point is well taken. I go outside and break up the bread, put them in plastic hats on the porch, and then we hide them. Whatever. But it's true, you don't want to do it. I'm not really making fun. So one thing I always liked, if I mentioned the Pesach, they have this Yak Nahas candle. You ever see that? That's very Yak Nahas, because when Yom Tov lands up on Tishah, that's Pesach. So, what do you do for Havdalah? So it's a shaila. Many people buy the Yak Nahas, right? The Yom Kishni Havdalah's moment. Whenever Yom Tov is on Tishah, so you have to put the two candles together, but the shaila about the chav if you pull it apart on Yom Tov. Therefore, I always tell people hold it close together. It doesn't have to be, but they have a candle with 2 wicks that you can buy. Last year we had it 5 times. Last year we had Yom Tov 5 times. We had the Rosh Hashanah, Leil Rosh Hashanah, and Leil second night of Rosh Hashanah, second night of Sukkot, Shemitah, and then Pesach we had. This year, Parapet Shabbos this year, right? So we have Elisha was very strange candle. It was strange in general. She had five times. I remember I bought it the Rosh Hashanah time. I thought, so I bought five candles for it. And I thought it was a cutesy thing, you know. All right, anyway. So how do we get on this? Oh, so it has to be, yeah, so I was just telling you, but practically speaking, don't burn through bagels, because bagels take a while, quite a while to burn through. Anyway, so, but Kevin Asher, Ruel, Kelev, Tzorak, beer, fine. Udama Mutar Bahan, now, says the Ran, here's what's relevant to us. Udaminan Mutar Bahan also, Bidinu Dafila Bechila Nami Shari. That which the Gemara says, again, the Gemara wasn't clear. The Gemara says, back in 18, Amarava, Chorcho Kodin is Mara, Mutar Bahan, Afilach is Mara. It's Mutar Bahan, but the Gemara says, what about Achila? Doesn't say it in the Gemara. So the Ran says, Bidinu Dafila Bechila Nami Shari. Kevin Sheyotzami Taurus Pas, Kodim Sheyachabo is a Chametz, like you said. It's burnt up, so it's not possible, it's not bread before the Zman of Chametz arrived, right? Yotzim in Torah's past, Kodem, Shriyachal Bois Chametz. Okay? Ela, Lafisha, in Derech Achila, Belechem Chora, Nakud Lush Lishna, the Mutta Bahanoso, Tafilo Ochale, Lava Chilahi, Ela, the Mishane, Mina, Vidavka Shora, Kodem Zman, Belacha Zman, Lopoki, Surah, the Shavu, the Gabi. Okay? The Ran says that really it's your mutter b'achila also, because no longer Torah's pas. But since that's not derech achila, it's not normal to eat lechem choroch, bread that's burnt up, that's why, who's going to eat it anyway? Okay, so that's why the Gemara says mutter b'hano. Okay, why dafila achila, if you did eat it, that's not called achila anyway. So the Gemara doesn't use the verb achila with regards to chorcho, koriz mano, because it's not called achila. That's why the Gemara only mentioned Hano. You hear what I'm saying? It's just saying, Kelefisha ain't derech achila b'lechem chor. Who eats burnt up bread? It's crumbs. It's not even crumbs. It's ashes or whatever. Who eats that? So therefore, you know, it says mutar b'hano. Because even if you do eat it, it's not called achila anyway, but it might still be Hano. So therefore, it says Hano. And then it says, of course, v'davka shechochu kol zmano. It's only issue if you burnt it before the Zman arrived. If you burnt it after the Zman arrived, then lo poki surah the sarf legambe, then you got to burn it completely. Okay, that's the Ran. The Rosh, however, there, you hear the Ran? Okay, it's really, it's also achila shuri mutter. Okay, but nobody eats it, so we didn't use the lashon of achila. It's mentioned, and there's always, it's mutter b'hanoah, because that's not really called achila anyway. Comes the Rosh, Perk Beis Siman Aleph there, he says, the Amar Ova Chorchem Kodesmano, etc., right? And Ukagon Shenifsal Mechel Akev, Dumi the Pasi, Nifsal Yom Mechel Akev, Ye Sherotzim Lomar Lav Davka Hanod, what did Name Achila, the Afra Ba'almo? Some want to say, technically speaking, she even Mutter Ba'achila. You can eat it, okay? You can eat it because it's Afra Ba'almo. But it's not food, what is it? It's like eating dirt. Okay, it's completely burnt up, so it's like eating dirt. Comes below mistaber. The afalp, the butler das ochel eats a kol adam. The kol mokom came in the iu ka'achele osur. But if you eat it, it's osur. Okay, and McCain cuts a rabbi by tzonizal, the zeloshoma, but afkimin the mutter banal achazam vachila lo. Okay, and that's one of the sources of the din of achshave. The fact that you eat it, you consider it royal achila. So then that's achshave, then it's considered royal achila. Okay, that's the din. The Rambam.
Who's the Rambam?
What are we showing? What are we showing? What do we have?
From the name of
yeah, Rabbi Batzal. We have, I forget now, the collection of some of these Rishonim collections. Yehuda Bartzaloni, I think the Talmud Ramban. We'll come back to the name of the Savior that we have. I've forgotten how to figure out. Okay. You know, there's some of these Svarim that have like some random lesson on Rishonim, says Rabbi. And then it's quoted.
We just saw
that
the Beis Yosef today.
Yeah. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, it's quoted. Yeah.
So, how
does Rashi
both letters
of Rishonim? So, that's a good question. Probably. Okay, now, Akshav, in other words, Akshav, they will. If you. Yeah, it will. Yeah, I think it does. Right. I mean, actually, so when do we apply about the that's all done? I mean, yeah. Just a second. When will we apply bottle that's all done? A few times. Yeah, a few places. Yeah, we have it by Arbacosis. You know, the Arbacosis can use wine. Can use grape juice. Some people, if you don't like wine, I think Moshe writes it true, but not because even though you don't like wine, but what's that? Look at me. I don't like wine, but I don't I hate it. I just don't like it that much. I never drink wine except for Kiddush and, you know, and Abrikosas and Abdullah and, you know, rituals. Purim. That's it, you know. But I told you once in a while. You know, some people are makbid every day chalamai to drink a little bit of wine because it's simcha. Huh?
It's
you don't like wine either?
Yeah.
Oh. So I remember one time, I was still single at my father's house, and I went to the sukkah and poured some wine. I took a drink. I guess I grimaced because I don't care for wine. I grimaced. My father said, that's simchas yontif. It's written all over your face. Simcha, such simcha. I don't like wine. All right, anyway. So, yeah, but some say, but the lights are not. So you have to figure out. It's a good question. But achshavei is when the, see, achshavei is when, I think there's a distinction. I'll think of it. Anyway, the Rambam paskens hilchos chametz matzah regular hilchos yud aleph. Kate said, "Beir chametz sorfor purvus al ruach. How do you get rid of it and so on? And you have to avatel it and so on." And he writes in the third line. That's a bit to us. It's per gimel hilchos chametz matzah hilchos yud aleph. Right? In sorfor korm shoshis. How is a mutter lehanos? Okay, the pechachim pechamim the coal, the ashes on Pesach. In sorfor shoshis is not. The Rambam doesn't weigh. What about achila? I'm just mutter lehanos. You see that? Pechamim are, what do you pecham? You know, it's a pecham, like a coal. Ash, whatever. Okay, anyway. But the Shulchan Aruch writes, and says, it's in top main base of Tess, Hilchos Pesach, Aruchayim. Chomesh Yisafesh, Chomesh Manisur, Venitzo, Mechilas HaKelev. Okay, Osha Sarfo Ba'esh, Venechach, Atchein, Ruh LaKelev. Osha Yichtol, Yeshiva, V'tachos, V'tit, right? Grounded up with mutter lekaimo pesach, but he also doesn't say anything about achila. So the Taz, it's in cotton hay, right? Chesaron ches rather there in the hilchos pesach, in the top membeis, ava achila aser. Why? Afagav deiner roel achila mikol makom iu achshavei lo achila. Can't cause a rush. That's the rush, right? Iu achshavei. He made it. Okay. And now, of course, it's not going to be the raisa. But nearly the day, the badai achil. The raisa is there. Okay. The mishnah brura, it's in cotton mem gimel. He writes mutar lekaimo pesach. Rabbi Huah din the mutar manav achilu osu d'abana lachar pesach. Afal gav d'achilu she'en aruya d'hanifsal kol mikol makom kaven shehu rotze lechol osu d'ha'achshavei. Okay, but he says v'dafka b'zeh achshavei. Achshavei is only when you intentionally do it. Aval im nafal memela chomet zeh shenifsal mechilas hakel b'toch ha'maychol. Afilu rak rubo ein les lechol z'maychol d'chomet zeh u'kafer b'alma. Achshavei, so you go ahead and are machshavei. That's a chilek in the mishnah brura.
Well, why okay. Are you machshavei and then it actually falls
into the lechol? No, okay, but you machshavei first. Achshavei has to be, huh? Yeah, okay. Now, in the Bir Halacha, this is a side point. Okay, the Bir Halacha there, and he said, why is something by Pesach, does it have to be mechilas hakelav? Usually food is mechilas adam. This is, I'm putting a total side point, but... He says in the Bir Halacha, it's talking about Beis Siftes, Ad General Achelav, Afagav the Bishari Surim, Kol General Achilas Adam Mutter, Shani Chomets, Afilo General Achilas Adam, Royal Chametz Bo Isos Acheres. It still can be, Mechamet can leaven other things. That's basically different. Okay, that's a side point. What does all this have to do with us? So we had a steer before. That in Siman Pesach we said that bones are osur, doesn't matter if soft or hard, okay? And then Siman Tzadites was mutter that bones, it says that bones can be mitzaref to the heter, to be makel, okay? So how do you do that, right? I mean, how can bones at the same time be considered like meat in the sense that it's osur, but it's not considered like meat, that it can be mitzaref with the heter to nullify the non-kosher meat. So one answer to say that the difference between rachin and kashin, right? Like we said before, we can say, like Gunnar suggested, maybe the word soft in our siv, in our siman peizayin over here, what was it, source number again? In source number 8, the word rachin modifies that some source. That was one way. But now we could say the following, okay? In siman tzadites, It's not achshavei. Basically, we just saw from the Shabur and another post, right? In Simon Tzadi Tess, okay, look at the words. Atichas nevela sheyesh ba basar batzamos shenafla lekadeiros heter shenafla. Okay, it fell in. Okay, shenafla lekadeiros heter. That is not achshavei. Okay, it happened by mistake. Genesis 14, shenafla, happened by mistake. All right, but 1 second. Yeah, right. It was by accident. But by us in Siman Pei Zion, we're talking about Siman Zion, right? So eight. Hamavashel. We did it on purpose. Okay. So Hamavashel, when a person did it on purpose, then you can say, right, there's no chilik between any type of atzamos are going to be, to us or Drabon, even hard ones. You follow chilik? There, the chilik makes sense between soft and hard because, it happened by accident. So now you have to figure out, okay, if it's soft, it's enough like meat, that's, then it's going to be also. But if it's hard, then it can be mistarif the other way, right? Okay, you hear the chilik, there's just some more lumdish or chilik if it's true. Okay, in other words, when it comes to achshavei, like we just said, is only if we did it on purpose. So that's the case by us. Hamavashel, right? He cooked this up on purpose. So he's machshavit. So even if it's hard bones, but he's machshavit as part of food. So then it's going to be also at least drabonim. I mean, not also the rice, but also drabonim.
Well, he's putting the bones in the pot, but I can't imagine he's eating hard bones or
physically. But he still considers it food enough to add flavor. Like chomp, people buy. That's another thing people buy, by the way. Right? You can buy. It used to be they gave out chomp bones when I was a kid. Now you buy chomp bones, just bones. That's garbage. But now they sell them. They sell chomp bones. How much the head of the lamb cost this year? For those who follow many Rosh Hashanah. I'm allergic to fish, so we can't have fish head. I can't have fish head. So here's a guy. What could I do? It didn't happen. Now you can buy the cell head of a limb. It looks. It's got. My wife will not cook it up. One of my sons cooks it up. It's got. You see the teeth. You see the whole shape. It's quite. But it's quite tasty. It's actually. It tastes like lamb chops. It's meat from the lamb. So my son cooks it up. It used to be you only get it in Borough Park and once, and I get it in T-Neck. So that's going to be, it costs like $15 for a whole piece of meat. But okay, it's a piece of meat. Yeah.
Let me ask a question about or.
Or, yeah.
The din is by Or Ha'alia.
Your tail, man.
Yeah, Or Ha'alia.
That's fatty. That's fatty. That's considered part of, that's fatty. People eat it normally, fatty taste.
Yes, so the question is, it says here, just stop or.
Sometimes you have to,
So here, or.
Yeah, but the end of the Torah says, right, the Al-Yachalba Tzmim, that's part of the Korban, no?
Yes, yeah, so I mean, that's part of the Ibur, Korah, if it's really part of the Ibur, then it would be.
That should be here.
You also need because of Chela.
Yeah, I hear you.
The question is, if there's a part of the Or Ha'aliyah, that would be.
I'm saying, maybe that's on, I don't know. I don't know if it can split parts, but maybe it's there by Pigel because the Torah says it's part of the carbon, right? But that wouldn't necessarily carry over to non-kosher.
Meaning if it's part of the carbon, it's not possible?
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah, so let's change.
Why would the edible bones be part of
it? Yeah, I know. Also, that's true. Edible or not. Yeah. Yeah. Usually, I mean, animal ore is not edible, right? Yes, that's what you're asking. Okay, I'll look it up. I'll look in the Rambam. I don't know. All right, let's just finish up. One other point. You hear that one idea about the hard bones and soft bones. Okay. One other point is earlier in Siman Pei Aleph, 26, Chelev Behema Bechaya, Tamea or Trefa. But Tziros, also gravy, so Meiragla, I can't imagine drinking that, a Surah Kibzara. The Eshvish Matragla, Abel Meiraglaim, the other one, the Rakom Mutarim. Okay, this is that's by the din of Yotze Menatom, Yotze Menator. I bring it up over here because the Shach over there says, brings up why would someone do a Meir Aglaim for medicinal bite. I printed the wrong shachem, 27. Take a look. It'll be shachem, it'll be sakat and base. Yesh matirin, Meir Aglaim, the Alinian Rafur. I bring it up because achshavei is sometimes a big question by Rafur. Okay, if I have to take something for medicinal purposes, that's the whole question of medicine on Pesach. Right? The medicine has chometz. And most of the medicines don't have chometz in it anyway. That's the truth. You get all these booklets and so on. It's kidney. It's a problem with kidneys because they use, kidney as a cornmeal, as a binder, or whatever it is. Most medicines are probably not real chometz anyway. These booklets that are, I mean, helpful. I use them myself, not saying they're bad. But we're Ashkenazim, we avoid kidneys too. But the question is, can you take medicine on Pesach, or is it achshavei? Right? Because even though it's not edible, really, it's not food. Okay, nobody would eat this ordinarily. On the other hand, you're ingesting it. On the other hand, you're not ingesting it derech achilu, right? You're knocking it down. But what about if it's can't knock it? I have to chew it, and then it's flavorful, right? So that whole sugya of achshavei comes up with regards to medicine. So I just want to point out the Pesachei Tshuva, we'll finish with this. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva here, it's important to as well, refers to this Tshuva of Minchas Yaakov, the Tavshel Shel Cholov, Shenimtza B'Socho Etzem Cholov. They found, I forgot to stress before, the bone they found was a hollowed out bone. That's a cholov. Cholov means hollowed out. The question is, was it like that to begin with, or was there moch, was there marrow in it to start with, and then that came out and now got cooked in with the milk? That was the issue. I don't know if I made it clear before. And we actually stop a dilma hypersoch and walk with them. The nomes melted. Tocha tafshu. The lekha sabbat tafshu. And also cholos of etzim. Also the suffering is in the rice of the chumar. I and chomba. Based on the Yehuda, b'shut shalom. Hitter is that the love thing is true. Loma shabbat tafshu. Okay. And he also tells you, look, in the prima godim, just a summary. I and prima godim. Shetama aliyam. Dori kan mashma that samas hakash and believe more chosim gam kem dorbon. Okay. The bone itself is also Rabbanan. But according to us, there's no Shiloh. That's what I'm saying. According to us, there's no Shiloh because there's no Akshavi. The Chumar by Talmud is only when there's Akshavi. Okay? And so that's the Chiluk. So at the end, that's what the Pesachei Tshuva at the end mentions Aliyah. Pesachei Tshuva here, it's according to Tezvah, at the end, right? The old cause of Primogod, they actually stop by cleaning or behold. The Eno of the Rabbanon. Efshar ba'osan sha'or osam kib sara. Kagon or hashlil ba'or sha'tachas aliyah. Okay, ba'or be'sa boshas. Or sha'gam paraglav mechaz mochosa. Shmod. Shemadin kibasa gamin rosa chol basa b'chilvan alayshah. So I think that, you're asking about, not necessarily because of Pigel, but he said Shema. He said, what's the language here? Shema dinim kibasa. So it sounds like you can mechalek between certain types of, ore and other types of ore. Okay, it's a shema din kibasa. What I wanted to say is that even if it's not din kibasa, it still could be a big old problem because of, it's still edible. It's part of it's part of the aliyah, so may not be kibasa. All right, I guess we'll stop with the humans. Yeah, good. All right, so I have to send out the next batch of sheets. What's today? Okay. All right.